DeepEnglish.com.
Have you ever thought about what happens to zoo animals during times of war? Most of us don't think about innocent animal casualties. Do most of us think about animal casualties of war? No, most of us don't think of animal casualties of war. But thankfully, one South African man, Lawrence Anthony, did. Where is Lawrence Anthony from? Lawrence Anthony is from South Africa. When the U.S. military invaded Baghdad in 2003, Anthony did what most people would never be brave enough to do. When did the U.S. military invade Baghdad? The U.S. military invaded Baghdad in 2003. He ran into a war zone instead of out of it, all because of his love for animals. Did he run into a war zone or out of it? He ran into a war zone. Why did he run into a war zone? He ran into a war zone because of his love of animals. When the war started, he couldn't stand the idea of the animals dying in their cages. What couldn't he stand? He couldn't stand the idea of the animals dying in their cages. So just 8 days later, he flew from South Africa and arrived at the border. Where did he arrive? He arrived at the border. Where did he fly from? He flew from South Africa. With relentless begging, he convinced border guards to let him enter Iraq. His next challenge came when he saw that of 600 zoo animals, only 36 were alive. What did he convince the border guards to do? He convinced the border guards to let him enter Iraq. How many animals were still alive? 36 animals were still alive. He found himself in the middle of a horror story. Was he in the middle of a horror story? Yes, he was in the middle of a horror story. Animal carcasses were swarming with flies. What were the animal carcasses swarming with? The animal carcasses were swarming with flies. The zoo's deputy director was in tears. Who was in tears? The zoo's deputy director was in tears. Monkeys and baboons ran wild, while escaped birds circled overhead. What kind of animals ran wild? Monkeys and animals ran wild. What kind of animals escaped? Birds escaped. Were the escaped birds circling overhead? Yes, the escaped birds were circling overhead. A bear had even killed some looters. Who killed some looters? A bear had killed some looters. The animals that survived were mostly big predators like tigers, lions, and bears. Which animals mostly survived? The animals that survived were mostly big predators like tigers, lions, and bears. Now they too were starving and traumatized. There was no food or water. Were the predators starving? Yes, the predators were starving. There are few things more dangerous than working with huge, starving predators. Are there many things more dangerous than working with huge, starving predators? No, there are few things more dangerous than working with huge, starving predators. At first, Anthony wanted to give up. What did Anthony want to do at first? At first, Anthony wanted to give up. But with the help of soldiers from both sides of the war, American and Iraqi, he stuck it out. Did soldiers from both sides of the war help? Yes, soldiers from both sides of the war helped out. Did Anthony stick it out? Yes, Anthony stuck it out. Soldiers began working together who just 2 weeks before had been fighting against each other. Had the soldiers been fighting against each other just 2 weeks before? Yes, the soldiers had been fighting against each other just 2 weeks before. Within 6 months, the zoo was finally restored. What was finally restored? The zoo was finally restored. The surviving animals were healthy, their cages were clean, and they had plenty of food and water. Were the surviving animals healthy? Yes, the surviving animals were healthy. Were their cages clean? Yes, their cages were clean. What did they have plenty of? They had plenty of food and water. Even though many people have never heard of Anthony Lawrence, he was truly a hero. Who was truly a hero? Anthony Lawrence was truly a hero. In his native country of South Africa, he became known as the Elephant Whisperer because of the amazing way he connected with elephants. Did he become known as the Elephant Whisperer? Yes, he became known as the Elephant Whisperer. With only words and gestures, he persuaded herds of elephants to stay on reserves for their own good. What did he persuade the elephants to do? He persuaded the elephants to stay on the reserve. Was this for their own good? Yes, this was for their own good. He warned them that those who left the reserve could be shot. What could happen if they left the reserve? If they left the reserve, they could be shot. And incredibly, after months of previously escaping, the elephants finally decided to stay. Did the elephants listen to Anthony? Yes, the elephants listened to Anthony. When Anthony passed away in 2012 of a heart attack, the elephants showed just how special and heroic he was. When did Anthony pass away? Anthony passed away in 2012. How did he die? He died of a heart attack. Two herds walked half a day in a funeral-like procession to his home to mourn his passing, even though there was no apparent way they could have known he died. How long did the elephant herds walk? The elephant herds walked for half a day. They stayed for 2 days. One man's heart stops and hundreds of elephants' hearts grieved. How could this be possible? Did the elephants grieve for Anthony? Yes, the elephants grieved for Anthony. And how different might the world be if more humans opened their hearts to animals like Lawrence Anthony did?